Simon Shin Samach Bay Sif Hey. The Machaber says you can make a mechitza of anything. Kalim. Ukif means a saddle of a chamor, of a donkey. It could be mechitza shall shasti or erev if it's only vertical or only horizontal. As long as loved within three tvachim each other, you can have pegs in the ground that are 10 tvachim tall within three tvachim each other. You can have horizontal. You can have just as long as the ropes that you make horizontal within three tvachim each other will be a three or four ropes, which the Bura explains. It's either four ropes, so if the ropes are a little thicker, three ropes be enough, love it between them. Just make sure that it's not more than sasai, not more than the base off. You're doing just shasi or just erev. It could even be, even though it's for a private person in a private place, you can find better mechitzas, lamaisa, shasi, erev, these things work. As long as they love with each other, you can use animals, take mechitza out as long as they're tied down. Shtur explains that they have to be tied down, first of all, to make sure they don't run away. And second of all, this way, you know that they're crouched down. There won't be too much space between the legs of the animals. Otherwise, you can have a problem. If there's more than lovewood and there's parts more by the oimid, you can have too big a gap between the legs. But if they're crouched down, as long as 10 tefachim tall, they will be lovewood to each other, within 3 tefachim each other, and it'll be fine. Even if people stand next to each other, as long as they make sure they're within 3 tefachim of each other. Even if people are walking, it's considered a mechitza, and between them, it's considered a shiachid. As long as the people who are being used to the mechitza don't know that they are brought there for a mechitza. If one of them knows that he was brought down to be used as a mechitza, it's already usher, and it's like a mechitza was made, amazing on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to use it like we had previously. It's not good. The reason why these people cannot know they're being used for a mechitza on Shabbos is not because of a problem of baina. It's not binyan to put people together to use as a mechitza, staying near each other. Rather, it'll be a zilzal for Shabbos. But the ma'aser makma that even b'di'evit. Now, once people were used once as a mechitza of Bnei Adam, of human mechitza for Shabbos, so you can't use them a second time, because a second time, for sure they're going to chop what they're being used for, and it has to be done without them realizing it. Could a different person use these people as a mechitza on Shabbos? Shura brings the Shaila, Magavram brings Beseis, was Mesubik, unsure about this, but El Rabbis Mekel, even though this person who needs to walk and carry in the middle cannot use them for mechitza Bnei Adam, but other people could. But the point is, it has to be, they're not going to realize they're being used as a mechitzas Bnei Adam. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that which can use them when they're walking is only if they're walking by themselves or such a large group of people, they have them walk, they won't realize that somebody's carrying in the middle. But if they're going to realize someone's carrying in the middle, it's obviously going to chab what's going on, you cannot use them. However, in Sivav, the Machaber says, if they originally came Shleil Das, not realizing they'd be used as Machitza, and it was as such, when Mishnah Berurah is explaining that we not anticipate them realizing they'd be used as Machitza, if they do chab afterwards, that's not a problem. It's if Zion, the Machaber says, that some Rishonim say, there's a Shittasa Rishonim, Shittasa Rambam, that the person who arranges this Machitz Bnei Adam cannot be the person who's going to be using it. It has to be someone else who does it without the knowledge of the person who's using it. He also can't know what's going on. However, that the Mishnah brings, and the Rajba argues in this and says, the person who's using the Machitz Bnei Adam, he can know what's going on. He can know the ring of Machitz out of people around him as long as they don't rise it. And the Rabbi says, that's Mashmois, Al Paiskim, and Lamaisa, that is how we paskin. The Rama says not to take mechitz from the Adam unless it's b'shasat tzerich, shasat chak, really stuck. If you got something in Rishab, it's important. It's rather better to have kids go and bring it rather than using mechitz from the Adam and having a girl to bring it. The Mishnah explains kids going and bring it means kids who are going to go there and they find something nice and they're going to take it home for themselves. But if they realize the object belongs to their father or anybody that they know, so then you cannot bring them out there because they're going to bring it home for their father or for the person that they know and they're not doing it for themselves, then you have to stop them from bringing it home. Certainly you can't tell them to do it. It's only if they don't realize it belongs to them, the thing they bring home for themselves, doing l'anos atzmam, then you could bring them there and you could leave them to do it. The father himself would not be able to do that. He has to stop them from being mechal Shabbos, even for themselves, even if Sermon Rabbanan. Certainly he can't bring them there for that, even if the item is not his. But a random person can bring a kid there as long as the kid's going to think he's doing it for himself and won't realize that he's doing it for the person who brought him or for anybody that he knows. So then you could use a kid. So it's a rare case to use a kid, and certainly a rare case to make mechitz bnei adam in the way it's always constable thing, very solution that people stand around. Mechitz bnei adam is a rare case that can be done when only people don't realize and not going to realize. And as we see in the sifim, let's make sure to know the halacha from the makar, not just assume based on something we once heard as a etzah to bring a kid or to make mechitz bnei adam.